The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Where is the power?
Welcome to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com, where we explore timeless wisdom for the now age. 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 This is Tammy, and we are living in the now age. And you can join us with questions, comments, phone in just to talk to us on air by calling 1-877-932-9766. Or you can always send an email to livinginthenowage@talktainmentradio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. And I am really excited because we got Larry. Larry's here in the studio with me. And we have Diana Garber, the Feng Shui Results Lady, joining us. And Diana is the author of several books. She is phenomenal when it comes to not only Chinese astrology, which we'll be talking about, but Feng Shui. She has national. Do you have international yet recognition? But I know it's national. Hi, Diana.
Hi. So How are you, Tammy and Larry?
I'm good.
Doing good.
So yes, it is international.
I thought it was, but I wanted to make sure before I went there. People can find out more about you, too, by visiting your web. I'm going to be tongue-tied right off the bat. Website, which is www.intuitiveconcepts.com. So we're ready to talk about kickoff this Chinese New Year, and it's the White Rabbit. Is that right?
That is correct.
Now, I know you and I talked earlier today, and I'm like, oh, what we need is a little Jefferson Starship here, and boy, that's going to date me, isn't it?
Jefferson Airplane, you bet, White Rabbit.
Oh, see, and I did it again. It wasn't the Starship, it was Airplane. So I know that there's a lot of things, and for me, one of the things that I always find kind of amusing is people will read, like, what their sign is in a Chinese restaurant on the placemat, and then it's like, oh. And I'm like, do you not realize there's more to it than that? Because there really is a whole lot more, but it's just not as well known here in the United States as it might be in other countries. Would that be safe to say?
That is correct.
Okay. So one of the things I know that people sometimes get hung up on is elements. What is, can you explain that for me and break it down?
I can, and I'd kind of like to go on a journey.
Okay.
And I'll cover all of that. So, you know, as you've seen and as I've seen, there's a lot of information that is proliferating out there that this is the year of the rabbit. Now, there's 12 Chinese astrology signs, and they go in groups of three.
Okay.
So the rabbit is in the peacemaking group, which is the rabbit, the sheep, and the pig. And so a lot of people are saying, oh, this is going to be a peaceful year. And if you take it just at, you know, again, layers of the onion, that one slice, then, yeah, the rabbit is a peaceful animal, Chinese astrology, and if that's the only thing you know about it, you would think that. However, because the rabbit is, goes into, you had talked about the elements, so it digs a little bit deeper. So this is the year of the metal rabbit. And as you said, it's also known as the White Rabbit, and that's because metal colors are white and gray. So thus, the White Rabbit, in some cultures, it's known as the cat.
Okay.
So, you know, again, White Rabbit, I think of Jefferson Airplane, Alice in Wonderland, you know, just all kinds of fun memories come back. But the thing when we cross over between elements and Chinese astrology, which I'll go a little bit deeper into that, the rabbit is a natural wood animal. In other words, its natural element is wood, but the element that's associated with this year is known as metal. Metal chops wood. That lets us know, it's what we call a dominating relationship, that lets us know that the traits of the rabbit, which is normally peacemaking, are going to be challenged, are going to be undermined because of that combination of the element and the rabbit.
That makes sense.
So then when I overlay the Chinese astrology with feng shui, and this being the soft metal seven energy, It tells me not to take anything for granted. So, you know, people this year particularly will tell us what they think we want to hear versus what is true. So okay. I encourage everyone to question everything. You know, we're going to be told the masses, you know, unemployment is a good example, you know, that unemployment might be on the decline. That's because so many of the folks are now, you know, off of that list because their benefits have expired. Okay. Does that change the state of the economy? Not in my world.
No, and but, statistics can actually be interpreted to read just about anything you want, too.
Well, we're going to have to be very suspicious of that type of information this year. So going back to Chinese astrology, I don't want to confuse this with feng shui.
Well, and let me just, this afternoon I was on Facebook, and I have several friends on Facebook that are astrologers. Now they are, and I'll probably get this wrong, they are Western astrologers, meaning, oh, you're a Leo or, oh, you're a Virgo.
That is right. That's Western astrology.
Okay. And they were putting things on, oh, you know, it's the year of the rabbit coming in and da-da-da-da-da, and it's a year of peace and everything. And I just sat there and kind of giggled. Mm-hmm. And it's like the Eastern astrologers should do Eastern astrology, and the Western astrologers should do Western astrology, and the astronomer shouldn't mess with astronomy. Yeah. And it's like, yeah. Because there's a lot of things up in the air, but sometimes I think people have preconceived ideas, so that's why I thought, you know, with you going over to break down the basics, it would really help fill in the gaps. I know it will for me, at least.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, we're going back to feng shui. Right now, we're in a cycle, a 20-year cycle that goes from 2004 to 2023. And this 20-year cycle is about Mountain Earth, so we're stopping and we're asking really important questions,
okay,
such as, am I happy, healthy, you know, is the world ethically and morally sound, and so forth. And oh, by the way, you know this because you've done astrology, it's also the age of Aquarius, so we're seeking truth.
Yep.
So many people are, you know, looking at information outside of what we know, so you and I both applaud anybody who wants to research as much as they can, but there's only so many things that we can do and do well.
Yeah.
And so our fields of study, you know, we kind of have to step back and say, well, where is my passion? And really go for that field of study.
Yeah.
And then, you know, collaborate with others who are studying another realm of it. So, you know, like you said, the Eastern versus Western astrology. The reality is, we all know all of this comes together at some point.
Oh, yeah.
It's just different fields of study and different pieces of information, but, you know, it all comes towards a common purpose.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. So, with it being a metal year and the color of white or gray, what does metal mean? I mean, I know what it sounds like to me, but...
Well, let's start with, there are 12 Chinese astrology signs, which we'll discuss in more detail. And for the purposes of this radio show, I'm going to share the traits of the different animals.
Okay.
Who they get along best with.
Yay.
In other words, the groups. And a high level as to how everybody's going to experience the year, depending on your Chinese astrology animal. And then I'm going to provide some examples of how the elements affect their energy. So you and I had talked earlier, and one of you is the water tiger and one of you is the metal tiger. So I'll give some distinctions that, you know, again, you know, you can't take it just at a brushstroke that all tigers experience the world the same. Yeah. They don't.
No, they don't. And before we dig into this, let me remind people that if you're enjoying Living in the Now Age, that you may enjoy The Chosen with Ron, which airs live on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And, you know, we've got a lot of sports things that are going on, too. So don't forget to check out Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live with Talkin' Sports with Mr. Bobby right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. So, all right, so where's the best place to start with this?
Well, as I had mentioned, there's 12 Chinese astrology signs, and there are five elements: fire, earth, metal, water, wood.
Okay.
Now, the elements cycle in two-year increments. In other words, you know, fire, earth, earth, metal, metal, so forth.
So last year, being the year of the tiger that we're leaving, that was metal.
Correct.
And
so this
year
is the second cycle of that.
Okay.
The metal tiger, metal rabbit.
Okay.
And then in 2012, we start the water dragon. 2013 is the water snake. So when you go around the five elements, every 2 years, the element changes. So one of the things I enjoy doing is looking back in history and looking at trends. If we take the five elements times the 12 Chinese astrology signs, that gives us the number 60. So looking back in time, it was 60 years ago that we saw the year of the white rabbit.
Okay.
That can give us a glimpse as to what's going to happen this year.
So that would have been 1951?
So no coincidence that back then there was such an escalation with Korea that it almost caused World War III.
Yeah.
Does history repeat itself today with them dabbling in nuclear? Also, 60 years ago is when Gerber Foods started putting MSG in baby food. Well, you know, I don't know whether they knew that MSG isn't good for anybody, let alone infants. But, you know, there again, what was verbalized didn't match what was being done.
Okay.
It's healthy for your children and so forth. Yeah. So, yeah, just keep that in mind, and people can go back and do a little bit more research on that. Now, when we look at the characteristics of the different elements, so a fire animal, in other words, a fire tiger or a fire dragon, they tend to be creative, decisive, clever, generous, passionate, ambitious, and social.
That makes
now,
sense.
When we go through and talk through the 12 Chinese astrology signs, I'm going to say, you know, these are the years that are these animals.
Okay.
But if people aren't sure what their specifics are, in other words, what their element is combined with their animal, they can always email me, and I can provide that information.
And what's your email address?
Feng Shui. FENGSHUI at intuitiveconcepts.com. And I'd be happy to respond.
And Intuitive Concepts is all one word, no hyphen, no dash, just Intuitive Concepts, one word.
That is correct, and it's plural, intuitiveconcepts.com.
Okay, cool. So I'm anxious. Which one do we do first? Rabbit?
Well, I wanted to kind of finish off with the cycles because there's five cycles.
Okay.
And so the earth animal, earth literally meaning down to earth, they're sensitive, practical, dependable, nurturing, and sometimes stubborn. They resist change. So you had mentioned that you and or Larry is metal. So the virtuous metal animal.
No, not me. Not me.
is independent, ambitious, and can sometimes be determined and inflexible. So metal animals usually attract money.
Hmm.
Now, the flowing water animal, I'm a water dragon.
I'm a water tiger, so there we go.
There you go. Persuasive, diplomatic, tends to be deep. Kind of fits us, doesn't it?
Well, I'm not going to disagree.
Two out of three is not bad.
Then there you go. The wood animal, ever-growing, is energetic, self-confident, ethical, typically a leader, progressive thinking, but benevolent, and they have a tendency to have too many tasks going at once. So focus is kind of difficult for the wood animal.
Okay.
So... did you want to ask a question?
I don't have any yet.
Okay.
Cool.
Now, also, the Chinese astrology is not based on our Gregorian calendar. And the Gregorian calendar goes from January 1st to December 31st. So many people assume that, like you had mentioned earlier, when they go into an Asian restaurant and the placemats have the Chinese astrology signs, that they are what that year is. And that's not necessarily the case, because Chinese astrology is based on the lunar calendar. So anyone who was born in January or February would do well to research the lunar calendar. There again, they can email me and I'd be happy to give them that information. So here's an example. A person that's born January 17th of 1960, again, January and February, we typically look at the current year and the previous year.
Yeah.
So if they're January 17th, 60, they would probably think they're a metal rat. But 1960's lunar calendar doesn't start until January 28th. So that tells me somebody born on January 17th is actually an earth pig,
okay,
not a metal rat.
And that makes a big difference. Now, here's a question for you. My birthday, okay, I'm just going to do it because everybody's going to find out. We have an astrology show coming up. My birthday is February 9th. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are cases where my birthday falls very close to the Chinese New Year. And I can't think of what year it was now. I don't have the calendars in front of me. But there was one year where I had almost like two birthdays in one Chinese year cycle.
Right.
And then none in the next one. It was kind of like, I feel like a leap year baby. So I would caution people, general rule of thumb maybe is if you are an Aquarian in Western astrology, double check the dates when it comes to Chinese astrology.
Well, you know, when it comes to understanding ourselves and our loved ones and those who are important in our lives, it's always good to, like you said, go to somebody who's an expert.
That's it.
And, you know, get the real information, not the assumptions.
That's a good point.
Now, you had mentioned New Year's, and it does get confusing because there is our new year, which is January 1st, based on the Gregorian calendar. And then there's the lunar new year. And then there's also a solar new year, which is what feng shui is based on. So, if you hear that there's a couple or more new years, that's kind of an explanation on that.
Well, I would recommend that people that are interested in celebrating New Year's, check all of the calendars out because they might have more reasons.
Classifications, yes.
Now, this is kind of a side thought off of this, but is this part of the reason why, like, Easter changes too based on the lunar calendar?
Easter, probably not a good example because Easter is based on Christianity, and many Asians are Christian. But many Asians, such as Indian Asians, are also Hindu.
Okay.
Or the what we typically think of as Chinese Asians. Some of those are Buddhist or, you know, have different belief systems.
I was curious because I know a lot of times, you know, Easter moves from year to year. And it is, it has something to do with so many new moons after such and such a something, I think so. That's why I asked, but yeah, it was a side topic, so I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So before we jump into all 12 of the signs, what else about the elements?
Well, you know, I encourage people that when they are on what we call a cusp, you know, they may have been January 17th of 1960, but when they check deeper, they're actually an earth pig. Read the characteristics of each sign because nobody knows us better than we know ourselves.
That's true.
And I don't care who the expert is or how many books they've written, you know, you're the one who ultimately has a sense of what's right for you.
Well, let me, because I know with Western astrology, it's dependent on time when it is a cusp date. Is that true with Chinese astrology?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, and I'm glad you brought that up because most people would be familiar with the term four pillars. Four pillars is also known as Baizi, and it's basically formulation as to the energy of a person. Four pillars means four different data sets, four different pieces of information. They also call it four mountains. Fancy words for saying month, day, year, and time of birth.
Okay.
However, I take it to a fifth element, which is location, because in my experience, somebody born at a particular time in the United States, their energy is different than somebody born of that exact same time in China because of the time zones and the influences that are going on astrology-wise as well as astronomy-wise.
Okay.
But, yeah, when people talk about four pillars, that's exactly what they're doing, Tammy. They're incorporating the time.
Okay. Because I know I hear people all the time say, oh, well, I'm this and this because I was born on the cusp. And it's like, mm-hmm. No, you're one or the other based on the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a technically not an astrologer, so I always let the astrologers pick that one up. So I'm going to ask you to stay right there, though. 2011, what lies ahead for you? Coming up next with Diana Gerber. You're listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Where is the power?
Profile America for the Black History Month. When she was little, Dominique Dawes had a lot of energy around her Silver Spring, Maryland house, so her parents sent her to gymnastics classes. She proved to be a special talent and began winning awards. Making the 1992 Olympic team, she came home with a bronze team medal. At the 1996 Olympics, she became the first African American to win an individual medal, a bronze for her floor exercise. She also won a team gold medal. She is the only American female gymnast to compete in three Olympics. Some 1,400 young women compete in gymnastics at 86 colleges across the U.S. This special Profile America for Black History Month is a public service of the U.S. Census Bureau.
This is Senator Rock. I can be heard on Conversating AM with Kahari every morning, Monday through Saturday, from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning.
Now, I'm telling you, that Kahari better start paying me some big bucks if he wants me to continue to be on Talktainment Radio, because, you know, I'm the big money man. You know what I'm saying?
Senator Rock, the mic was still on.
Oh, was the mic on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, never mind. I didn't mean that. Just listen to TalkTainmentRadio.com for that rush in the morning. Radio, the way it should be heard. Oh, my goodness.
TalkTainment Radio.
Listen, I first of all want to say that I love what I hear because you be making me laugh.
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
I turn it on when I get up and listen to it all day.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Along with all other bad things that cholesterol does, it turns out it's a risk factor for strokes. Yes. The good news from the National Stroke Association is that you can control your cholesterol by exercising regularly, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol. Lowering your cholesterol has been shown to reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important that you lower your cholesterol. Lowering your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol levels is very important. Talk to your doctor and visit stroke.org today.
Hi, I'm Heather from Three Voices. More than 40,000 people are killed each year in traffic collisions. One half of those killed, approximately 20,000 people, would be alive today if they had taken time out to fasten their seatbelts. Those who do not wear their seatbelts not only double their chances of not ever making it home, but they are also risking an expensive traffic ticket. The law requires that all drivers and their passengers wear safety belts while vehicles are moving. Why not take a few extra seconds to buckle up? This message is a public service announcement brought to you by TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Mission success depends on having the right people. America's brightest and finest make up the men and women of the United States Air Force. They stand the line to protect and ensure America's freedoms each and every day, and they've been doing it for 60 years with vigilance that never stops and never wavers. Our United States Air Force turns a proud 60 this year, and the Air Force Association would like to thank those patriotic airmen who have sacrificed so much to keep us safe. AFA.org. We support those who protect us.
From the snow-capped Rockies, from Lookout Mountain, from the courageous peaks, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You're listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Reach out and touch me at 1-877-932-9766. This is Tammy, and we are living in the now age. And if you have questions or comments for Diana about Chinese astrology or feng shui, please call us at 1-877-932-9766. So hi, Diana.
Hello. Are you ready to dig in? I know you are.
Which one was it? Was it the water or the tiger? That yeah.
Well,
where do we start?
I'm going to go kind of an alphabet. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do we start with bunnies?
I'm going to go kind of in alphabetic order, so I'm going to start with the dog.
Okay.
Now, dogs are the years, and again, their lunar cycle determines when they're actually, which character they actually are. But dogs typically are 1934, 1947, 1958, 1970, 1982, 1994, and 2006. Now, you'll notice that goes every 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So 1970 plus 12 is 1982, plus 12 is 1994, and so forth. So each Chinese astrology animal has a day that doesn't necessarily support them.
Okay.
Every 12 days, and so that's something that's kind of fun to know when that is, because then you can go in and you can just put it in your handy-dandy little calendar and say repeat, and you'll know that that's a low-energy day for you.
Okay.
So dogs, people born in the year of the dog are very much watchful and believe in justice. So they tend to be cynical, they ask hard questions, and they're very loyal. And dogs take their time in getting to know people. So they're not finicky, they're very, very trustworthy. Now, the dog's buddy group, we talked earlier about each of the 12 Chinese astrology signs are broken down into groups of three, so there's four groups of three. Their buddy group is the tiger, the horse, and then other dogs. In other words, those animals are their peers, and so they get along really well when it comes to the energy of a particular year. They experience it in a very similar way.
Okay.
Now, the dog's most compatible sign is rabbit, which people don't realize that they think because it's in the buddy group that that's their best partner, but actually we jump out of that for the best partner. Now, the dog for 2011 can relax. It's a time of development and opportunities, good time to build something new, try something new, learn something new, sharpen skills, and network. Get around, meet people. And because it's all about building or learning something new, that means that academia, going to school to learn a new trade or to learn new skills, would really be supported this year. Now, we publish an ebook in regards to each of the Chinese astrology signs, and in the ebook, I talk a lot more in regards to health, relationships, career, wealth, so forth. But at this point, I can talk more high level. So as an example, opportunities will surface for the dog in regards to money management, but they really need to seek professional advice, especially when it comes to large sums of money or important commitments, in other words, documents. Have an extra set of eyes on that.
And I'm just going to be... I apologize for interrupting you. I know that there is a lot of information, so let's remind people the website that they can go for the ebooks, because I'm afraid we're not going to get through all 12 before the hour's over.
No. I'm gonna cut it back then. Well, they can request the ebooks. We don't have the ebooks on the website, but they can request it by writing me. So,
and that again
feng shui at intuitiveconcepts.com.
Good deal.
So I wanted to and promised to make a distinction between why, as an example, the wood dog would experience 2011 differently than the metal dog, just as an example.
Okay.
So for the wood dog, when you combine the element with the animal, well, the wood dog, I mean, it's going to be a fabulous year. I mean, fruitful, construction, or constructive, you know, efficiency and so forth, whereas the metal dog going to experience some relationship issues, and communication is something they really have to stay on top of. And for the dogs that are listening, I want to point out there is a time frame this year that May 6th to June 5th that if they have to go out late, make sure that they're escorted and just be aware of their surroundings. I'm only going to make a couple of those because, like you said, we're not going to be able to, we're going to be challenged to get through all the 12 signs. So,
yeah.
The dragons. Dragons are the years of 1940, 1952, 64, 76, 88, and the year 2000. People who are born in the year of the dragon, which I happen to be, have a spirit of adventure. Their motto is, I see. They see things in a way other people don't see it. And they tend to be loyal and have a lot of integrity. But some people interpret that as being arrogant. They are the champions going out and doing things, sometimes don't notice if others are keeping up with them. So that's challenging for us.
I know other dragons, and that would be very applicable to them, too.
Yes, we all have those tendencies. Now, the dragon's buddy group includes the monkey, dragon, and rat. So, in other words, they experience the year in a similar manner. And the dragon's most compatible sign is the rooster. Now, dragons, when we look at the year of the rabbit's opposite is the rooster, and the dragon, since it's the most compatible sign with that, can be like the second in line for not having a great year. But you know what? I take that kind of information and I say, well, that's what's possible. But you know what? I know this now and I'm going to make more informed decisions and I'm going to plan accordingly. So I'm going to turn it into the best year possible. But we do have to be assertive and we do have to use our wiles, our thought processes to make it a great year. Now, again, using the example of a wood dragon versus another dragon, the wood dragon in the middle of spring, probably their optimism is going to be tested, stretched. they're going to have to really search deep for that. Whereas the earth dragon, they're going to experience a lot of changes this year. And it'll be what they make out of it. So if they look at change as not a good thing, then that's how they experience the year. But for me, I think change is always good. It's very natural.
That makes
and so
sense.
It
now,
tends
let me,
to be better.
I'm going to ask you to hold that thought, so stay right there. What
sure.
about the other signs coming up next? listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Where is the power?
I had a friend of mine who had some relatives come and stay with them. They stayed a whole summer. And it was all right for a while. And he paid the utilities, the grocery bills. They watched TV, didn't clean up the house, help him clean up, worked the mess out of him. And then he finally got up enough nerve to ask them if they would help him mow the lawn. And he said, my fee is normally $75, but I'm going to charge you $50 since you've been so good to me.
Don't miss All in Our Family with S. Yolanda Robinson, coming soon on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Each year, over 25,000 teens out of foster care face a challenging world with no family or financial support. Only half of these teens will finish high school, and only 2% will graduate from college. That's why the Orphan Foundation of America is committed to providing education, mentoring, and workplace readiness for teenagers aging out of the foster care system. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a strong safety net for young people, helping them to graduate into the workforce and become successful, contributing members of their community. And with the help of OFA support programs, over 65% of its students graduate from college within 5 years and progress to an exciting and diverse professional career. Join me in lending a helping hand to support the Orphan Foundation of America. Your help can make all the difference in the world. Learn more. Log on to orphan.com. That's orphan.com. A message from the Orphan Foundation of America.
The Careers for Life. And at 3MR School of Broadcasting, a state-approved education and training institute,
we're about careers.
Hi, I'm Kahari Inaharo. I want you to get paper and pen ready. 3MR is excited about its new School of Broadcasting. Our outstanding facility of broadcasting and educational professionals will educate and train you for an exciting and evolving career in broadcast and internet radio. We will train you in programming, production, engineering, sales, and marketing.
Jobs.
The job is right now. The career is for life. 3MR is excited about its new School of Broadcasting. I want you to get paper and pen ready. And at 3MR School of Broadcasting, a state-approved education and training institute,
we're about careers. Jobs.
3MRBroadcasting.com or call 1-800-589-6674.
Financial assistance is available.
That's 1-800-589-6674.
Jobs.
Hello, this is Isaac Hayes. Music and children. Have you ever wondered why young people take to music like fish to water? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about great dreams about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. As a young boy, I remember. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
Air pollution can seriously affect your health, especially the health of older adults, children, and people with heart or lung disease like asthma. Breathe easier. Sign up for the daily air quality email alerts through EnviroFlash at www.enviroflash.info. That's www.enviroflash.info. EnviroFlash is a free service from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
From the snow-capped Rockies, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You're listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Reach out and touch me at 1-877-932-9766. This is Tammy, and we are living in the now age. I've got Larry in the studio with me, and we are talking to Diana Garber. Diana is the Feng Shui Results Lady, and her website is www.intuitiveconcepts.com. www.dianaeurbanhealth.com. We were talking about Year of the White Rabbit. And Diana, you left off with Dragon. What else about Dragon?
Well, you know, Tammy, I could talk about this stuff forever, but I know that we're short on time, and I want to make sure that everybody comes away from your show with something that they can glean from this. So I'm going to kind of step it up here. I think everybody at this point understands that you need to check the lunar cycle, and that, you know, if you're a wood horse versus a metal horse, that you're going to experience the year a little bit differently. So with that being said, we're going to move on to horse. And the horse is 1942, 1954, 1966, 1978, 1990, and 2002. Now, horse people, their motto is I act. They won't stop until the job is finished, but it's got to be on their own time. They have razor-sharp minds and can sum up a situation in seconds. Sometimes they need to be gathering extra information, so sometimes it's too quick for their own good. Now, 2011 should be a pretty good year for horses. And one thing that comes up is like an award or business expansion would be good for the year. Let's see here. We want to take also a look at the monkeys. Monkeys, 1944, 1956, 1968, 1980, 1992, 2004. Monkeys. Think of them, you know, I always encourage people to think about the animals in their natural habitats. The monkeys are swinging and trying new things and typically really creative. Mm-hmm. And their motto is, I think. So quick-witted, adaptable, inventive. Now, the monkey in the year 2010, which was the year of the tiger, the monkey is the tiger's opposite. So last year, it was a really tough year for most monkeys, at least the ones that I heard from. This year, it's going to be better, but it's still a year of ups and downs. So 2011 can present some calm confidence, but again, it's about learning new things, education, reading. Go ahead.
And when you say opposite of tiger, it just dawned on me. My sister is a monkey, and could this explain our relationship? I'll take that laughter as a yes.
I would take that as a yes.
I hear you laughing, Larry. it does, because, you know, and I used to manage a lot of people. I always sought out my opposites because they helped me to grow and expand and think about things that I didn't think of.
Yeah.
But, yeah, typically it means the relationship is going to be more contentious.
Okay.
So it just means, doesn't mean it's not going to work, it just means it takes more work.
Okay, that's a good way to put it, actually.
Yeah, so when you understand what your buddy group is, what your natural partner is, that's great, but also understanding what your opposite and your next opposite is can really shed light on relationships.
Good deal, because I always tell people you're really not incompatible with people, it's just knowing what buttons not to push.
Well, and sometimes we want to push those buttons because we need to grow and expand. It's just knowing what the confrontations could be, again, you know, being proactive and making choices about what that looks like.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stop you with monkey, but...
No, I love it. Love it. Love it. So the monkey, still this year, it's going to stem on challenges in regards to family relationships. So... just keep busy and know that it's going to be a better year than last year. Ox people, 1937, 1949, 1961, 1973, 85, 97, and 2009. Ox people, they are, again, think of the ox in the natural habitat, and they're just like in the plowing fields, and they're going to go for it, by gosh. Yep. So their motto is, I will. Very loyal, very hardworking. And so 2011 is a year to be conservative for them. That does not mean pessimistic. So their outlook can determine how they experience the year. So if you approach the year as half full, half lucky, then that's what you're going to get. If you approach the year as, then you're going to get that too. Now, one of the things that comes up for oxes in 2011 is moodiness and being careful of indulging in too much alcohol and sexual activity because that could get them into trouble, and avoiding high-risk situations because accidents do come up for them, sports and auto accidents. So also, you know, again, going back to our e-books go into a lot more detail in regards to career, relationships, wealth, and health, and so forth, as well as spelling out a year calendar that they can tend toward. But what I wanted to share with the Ox people is that they tend to spend more than they make, and the finances this year will not be where they need to be. So, you know, again, don't take risks, don't lend money, be more conservative than normal.
Good deal.
Also, for the Ox people, between June 6th and July 6th, if they have to go out late at night, make sure that they are accompanied and or very attuned to their surroundings. Pigs. Now, none of us like the word pig, or, you know, it can be known as boar. So 1935 is 1947, 1959, 71, 83, 95, and 2007. Pigs or boars tend to be very generous, very good friends, and their motto is, I join. So this year for the pigs, we have to remember there are predators out there, and unfortunately pigs or boars are kind of like on everybody's menu, just like the rabbits are. So be aware of that and plan accordingly. So just, you know, find ways to empower yourself, I guess, is my message for this broadcast. Rabbits are 1939, 51, 63, 75, 87, 99, and 2011. Rabbits are typically diplomatic, but as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, people are going to be telling us what we want to hear, not what is factual, so question everything. Rabbits typically comply. So I find it interesting with what's going on in the Middle East right now because they're not complying, but that goes more into the feng shui and the tendencies from a feng shui perspective. So rabbit people for the year, 2011 is going to be a year of opportunity, but like anything, there's going to be ups and downs. For the rabbit people who are listening, if they're thinking of going abroad, it could really bring good success. Money and career would be really great. Let's see, anything else about the rabbit?
Well, this is where I will jump in and announce that we will have a grandchild in April, and he will be a rabbit. So there we go.
Oh, congratulations.
There's the plug for baby Severson. So.
Being a grandparent is all it's cracked up to be.
That's what I've always heard.
Yes.
Rat pump them up on sugar and send them home.
There you go. Well, we can have that conversation later. Rat, 1936, 48, 1960, 72, 84, 96, and 2008. Rat people, what's interesting is when I do large corporations from a feng shui perspective, typically their CEO and or several of the members of the board of directors are rats, so they're definitely leaders and very astute. Their motto is, I do, very innovative, ambitious, family-oriented, unless they get too workaholic kind of thing. But for rats for 2011, it seems to be a year of unresolved issues, unfinished business. So, you know, their attention is going to be diverted, and they need to take the time to address these things. Second half of the year, strengthened by financial alignment and family relationships definitely improve. So that's good news for the rats.
You know,
roosters.
And I'm going to ask, this is a good place to break in here. So we still have four more signs, so stay right there. Find out what the remaining snake, rooster, and tiger, what the year holds for you. listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Where is the power?
Profile America for Black History Month. Renee Powell grew up with golf. Her father, William, developed the Clearview Golf Course in Canton, Ohio, after being denied admission to existing courses. Clearview was the first course designed, constructed, owned, and operated by an African American, and is now on the National Register of Historic Places. Powell's daughter Renee began competing as a golfer at age 12 and became one of only three African American women to play on the Ladies Professional Golf Association Tour. Noted for her work to bring youngsters into the game, she received the First Lady of Golf Award from the Professional Golfers Association. About 13 million adults enjoy playing at least 8 rounds of golf a year. This special Profile America for Black History Month is a public service of the U.S. Census Bureau.
Hi, I'm Linda Ellerbe. Did you know that every 3 minutes another woman gets the news she has breast cancer? I got it 11 years ago, and I know how scary it can be. Everything your doctor says sounds like a foreign language. HER2-new, oncogene, aromatase inhibitor, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How are you going to decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Please listen. As soon as you get your diagnosis, go to breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those breast cancer words and find out what they mean. At breastcancer.org, you can learn more about your particular kind of cancer and your treatment options, and get all kinds of other useful information to guide you and your family through this. The first place to go the minute you find you have breast cancer, breastcancer.org.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams. There's so many things kids have to be good at these days. It's hard to stop and think about how something like learning music can help them in the future. Music helps kids because it's a performing art, and children need to learn to perform well so they can succeed in society. Getting an 85% on a math test is pretty good, but hitting 85% of the right notes during a concert isn't good enough for most music students or their teachers. A special kind of practice and preparation goes into the discipline of performing music, and it helps kids develop habits that will allow them to perform better in all areas of their lives.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Try and avoid sneezing into your hand, because you just contaminate them and then spread those germs everywhere. Focus on sneezing into your elbow, like this, and then you don't contaminate your hands. Turn on the water. Wet your hands, apply a good amount of soap and lather up, and then focus on washing your hands for about 20 seconds, about the time it takes to sing Happy Birthday twice. Focus on washing the front of your hands, the back, in between the fingers, around the nails, and so on. And then rinse everything off. Use something to wipe your hands after that, preferably something disposable like a paper towel, and then use that to turn off the tap as well. If you get a chance, use that to also open the door to the bathroom as you're leaving. The best way to wash your hands is using running water and soap. But sometimes we don't have that available. So think about carrying with you a hand sanitizer. That should have at least 60% alcohol content.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.
I'm Miss Stewart, and I listen to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and I'm going to tell all my friends about it.
It can be a dangerous world out there, and false health information can have serious consequences. Vaccine safety rumors brought polio back to Africa. Children in Europe and here in America are once again suffering from measles. Don't let misinformation about vaccines put your children at risk. Protect your family from preventable diseases. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Learn more at vaccinateyourbaby.org.
From the snow-capped Rockies, from Lookout Mountain, from the Courageous Peaks, this is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You're listening to Living in the Now Age with Tammy Rager on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Reach out and touch me at 1-877-932-9766. Tammy and Larry, and we are living in the now age, and we've got Diana Garber. Diana's website is www.intuitiveconcepts.com, and Diana was covering the last three signs for 2011, Year of the White Rabbit. So you started to go into Rooster, and that was a perfect time to break away with that.
And there's four. So Rooster
Okay.
is 1933, 45, 57, 69, 81, 93, and 2005. Rooster people approach the world as I count. So they're strong-willed and confident and typically don't care to take a back seat. They like to be out in the forefront. Now, 2011 for the Rooster, patience and prudence will help produce results. The Rabbit opposite is the Rooster. So that doesn't mean that it won't work. It just means it takes more work for it to produce anything. So if a loss does occur this year, just keep in mind it's making way for something new. In other words, when one window opens or not, one door closes, another one opens or whatever the saying is. Sheep. Sheep is 1931, 43, 55, 67, 79, 91, and 2003. So sheep, also known as the ram or the goat, people born in the sheep year, typically their motto is I love, so they tend to be very romantic and honorable and generous.
Cool.
So
we all need more of those.
For the year of the rabbit, really what sheep do with the year is up to them. It supports their academic and self-development efforts. It can be a year of calm or a year of change. But my advice to them is don't obsess over details. Stick to the big picture. And to avoid overextending themselves. And also, sheep can sometimes look for the easy way out. That's not going to serve you in this year.
Okay.
Snakes. Snakes are 1941, 53, 65, 77, 89, 2001, 2013. Here again, think about these animals in their natural setting. Snakes are more comfortable along the ground and are always in movement. So as they move along, they can see what's in front of them, but they're typically not visionaries. So their motto is, I plan. But they're very intuitive and cunning and you know, work really well when it comes to what's in front of them. Now, change can be uncomfortable for the snake. There again, if they adapt and realize that change means transformation, it can be a good thing. And they will fare better. But this year is a lot about attitude. It's about how we perceive the future. And, of course, I'm the ultimate optimist, so I think everybody should take that road. And I think your listeners were singing to the choir.
You know, and I hate to say this, but let's remind people that once again, they can visit your website. And if you're like me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email to find out about the tiger. This is always the quickest hour in my week. So remember, visit Diana at www.intuitiveconcepts.com. Thank you for being on Talktainment Radio. Radio the way it should be heard. I'm Tammy Rager. Thank you for joining us as we live in the now age where we explore timeless wisdom. You're on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on TalkTainment Radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio. The way it should be heard. Be heard.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Where is the power?